I was so excited for Christmas. But then I saw we hardly got any presents this year. It's just not as much fun now.
Thankfully, Christmas isn't really about getting presents. It's about so much more than that. Merry Christmas and welcome to Keys for Kids. You know, the best gift you can get today is one that you can't buy in a store, and you can't get it online either. The only way to receive it is to ask for it in faith. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." If you haven't figured it out yet, the best gift of all is salvation, and that only comes from Jesus. Let's learn more about it. Our story today is called Not Enough Gifts. There weren't enough gifts under the tree. Alexis stood in the living room doorway and looked at the place where there were typically stacks and stacks of colorful gifts each year. This year, there were only two small piles, one for her, one for her sister. Alexis had wanted a new bike this year. Her mom told her it might not happen, but now it looked like she hadn't gotten much at all. She wasn't supposed to be looking at the presents yet. It was early in the morning and no one else was up. But Alexis had snuck downstairs to see what she had gotten, and now she wished she hadn't. The floor creaked behind her. "You're up early," Mom said. Alexis sighed. "I was excited, but..." Mom put her hands on Alexis's shoulders. "It's not as many gifts this year. I know. I'm sorry. But we'll still have a great day, right?" Alexis looked up at her mom's hopeful smile. She wanted to agree with her, but it was hard. "Presents are fun, and I know there are all kinds of things you want," Mom said as they sat down on the couch together. "But Christmas is much more than that." Alexis turned her gaze away from the small stacks of presents to the Bible on the coffee table. She gave a sigh and a nod. "It's about Jesus," Mom smiled. "It is. He's the greatest gift of all." She wrapped her arms around Alexis. "This year might look a little different for you in how many gifts you receive, but you still have the greatest gift. Jesus came to earth as a baby that first Christmas so he could save us from sin and bring us into God's family. And he loves you and will always be with you. And you also have this family, and we'll all be together today." "And we can still go caroling later?" Alexis asked, suddenly feeling a bit more hopeful about the day. Mom grinned. "Yes." "And we'll still have hot chocolate?" Alexis asked. "Yes," Mom said again, giving her a hug. "There is still so much to be grateful for this Christmas." Well, what about you? Has your family ever had to cut back on gifts for Christmas? Did you have fun even when you didn't get all the things you wanted? While giving and receiving presents is a fun way to celebrate the holiday, Christmas isn't about having lots of gifts under the tree. It's about God giving us the greatest gift of all, Jesus, who became human and died for our sins so we could enjoy his peace and presence for all eternity. Celebrate him with your loved ones this Christmas. Our key verse is 2 Corinthians 9:15.
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
And our key thought, Jesus is the greatest gift. You know what? I love to hear from listeners like you. So if you ever have a question about God, the Bible, or today's story, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of the questions we received from kids like you. And who knows? Your question might be in the next issue. So send your questions my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. From everybody here at Keys for Kids, we hope you have a very Merry Christmas.